Hello, everyone. You are listening to episode 56 of the Trade Show Minute. I am here with Jordan Christoph with Visionary Solutions. Welcome.
Hi, Victoria.
How are you?
Great. Doing well.
Good, good. We want to ask about your booth. That's a big thing. What's going on at IC for you guys? What's going on in the show floor? Let us know.
Sure. Yeah. So it's our first time exhibiting at ISE.
Okay.
We're over in the Discovery Zone in 6-K162.
Mm-hmm.
We're primarily at this show, we're showing our Duet product, which is the integration of Dante and video streaming over 1 gigabit Ethernet.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a low latency video link coupled with Dante connectivity,
mm-hmm.
as well as the first demonstration of using Dante controller to switch both audio and video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a new thing this year.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited about that, and we think that it enables a lot of new workflows for people in a value-priced endpoint.
Mm-hmm.
So, Visionary's been involved in video since about 2000 in the video over IT space, and we're really excited about the possibility of bringing video into people's Dante workflows and enabling people to do things they haven't been able to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're very excited about the Dante space because it just allows such an easy interoperability between things.
Mm-hmm.
Having spent the better part of the last 15 years working in IPTV, we're very familiar with some of the challenges that standard-based environments can have, where even though there's a standard, the actual interop between devices is really left to individual companies.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can be a challenge, whereas in the Dante, because it's all sourced using the same algorithms,
mm-hmm.
From Audinate, it just works seamlessly, and so we've been really excited about that.
Mm-hmm. For our listeners out there who may not know about your company, can you just let us know, are you guys in the commercial space, in the home market? Are you guys in both?
Sure. So Visionary Solutions was founded in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
We've designed a lot of video cameras and then video over IP products, primarily in professional commercial spaces,
mm-hmm.
as well as some parts of broadcast as well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then where are you guys? Where are you guys from? Are you?
We're in Santa Barbara, California.
Oh, okay.
We're enjoying the food in Amsterdam, but
yes.
We're waiting for the sun.
Yeah,
may not show up.
It may not show up this week, but it's okay. It's a lot going on inside. Can you also tell us a little bit just about where you see technology going nowadays? I know that recently we've had a lot of talk about maybe architecture and technology merging together. Do you see anything with your products moving in this direction, or just in general technology moving in that direction?
Yeah, well, I think we're finally seeing the true potential of converged infrastructure over IT networking coming to the AV space.
Mm-hmm.
It's been brewing for a long time. We've been pushing it since the early 2000s in video, but the adoption has been pretty slow for a long period of time. I think now that the cost points and the flexibility of IT-based interaction between all the products, data, voice, video, high-quality audio, I think that we're finally seeing that. And the nice thing is, in the built space, that allows you to have essentially one infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to have structured cabling and all these different kinds of things.
Right.
In the future, you just have fiber and power and away you go. So
yeah, a lot easier. So I also saw that there's the AVN443 encoder. Do you guys have that also on the show floor? I know that they use that in NASA and in space science. Just a little bit about your encoders, anything else, any other products that you're highlighting maybe in ISE 2017?
Sure. So the IPTV products, which are kind of traditional, in this case H.264 encoding and decoding and middleware to manage that, the AVN443 uses a Fujitsu Broadcast ASIC to do the video and audio compression,
mm-hmm.
so it does a great job of that, but at a value price point. There were some price reductions of it recently as well,
mm-hmm.
so that's for people who are trying to kind of do content distribution,
right.
but live encode with that as well. At the show, we also have our amplifiers. We have a PoE Plus Dante amplifier,
mm-hmm.
which is plenum rated, so it allows you to basically with one box put it up in the ceiling space and drive up to four speakers directly. So,
mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff.
Do you see this being used a lot in maybe live and installed or in the venues or in like concert spaces as well?
Primarily installed. So it would be for huddle rooms, green rooms, you know, conference room type applications. It's kind of nice. Our newest model has four independent Dante channels for each speaker. So it allows the DSP guys to do mix minus all in one box over one cable.
That's definitely a great feature. Where can we find you again? What booth number are you
Sorry, we're in the Discovery Zone in 6-K162.
Perfect. And where can we find you on the web? What is your guys'
sure,
website?
Sure. VSICAM.com.
Perfect. We are going to also ask you a little bit about what you want to see in ISE. Just looking around, have you looked around yet? I know it's day one, it's super early. But are you going into any of the classes, or are you kind of wrapped up in your stand this year?
Yeah, we've got a lot of appointments and things like that, so I'm kind of wrapped up in that. But, you know, I'm really interested to see, you know, what the DSP guys are doing, because I find that interesting. I also, I'm very interested in the advances in the display technology, which are really, you know, I think I'm kind of happy that 3D got left behind and we kind of moved to 4K because I just, you know, made me dizzy. So, you know, I think that there's always something new at the show. So, you know, on Friday, which is the calm day for the people with booths, we go around and just look for new technology that we might apply to our market space and, you know, help our customers use.
Yeah. Do you see anything that you like in virtual reality or any of the cool things this year, or maybe in cybersecurity? I know that's a big buzz this year.
Yeah, I think that, you know, for us, basically, our devices now would be called IoT. You know, we've been doing it forever. But I think that the security in IoT, it varies so widely. You know, we kind of come back from an enterprise and medical background. So, you know, we've been interested in the security of devices for a long time. But I think this space really needs to confront that and make sure that, you know, we're deploying, you know, untold numbers of endpoints that are internet connected devices. I think that really needs to be addressed. I think the VR stuff is exciting. I also think that, you know, Alexis type control, you know, voice based control of audio and video systems for hands free, you know, speakers walking around the room, they can just tell the room what to do. I think that, you know, we're seeing a smattering of that, but I think that's really going to accelerate. So that's pretty exciting as well.
Yeah, that is. All right. Well, great. Thank you so much for coming. And one more time, just remind us what booth?
6-K162 in the Discovery Zone.
Perfect. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks, Victoria.